You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 81, verse 11 and 12. But my people will not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up into their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Brethren, one of the most terrible things that can happen to anybody is for God to give up on you. You see, I pray that God will not give up on you. But when you begin to walk according to your own heart's lust, you have entered a very dangerous path in life. When you begin to walk according to your own counsel, it means that God will not allow you to walk in the lust of your heart. But when you begin to walk in your own counsels, then you are finished. God will not allow you ordinarily to walk in your own counsels. He wants you to walk in His own counsel. But many people today want to walk in their own counsel. Many want to do according to their own heart's lust. They want to act the way they feel in their heart. When you begin to live like that, and you are not troubled, and you are not disturbed, I'm telling you, we should declare a state of emergency upon your life. You need to declare a state of emergency. You are a moment away from eternal destruction. It is a blessing for God to discipline you. It is a blessing for God to correct you. It is a blessing for the Holy Spirit to continuously point out to you that thing in your heart is not right. It's lost. You cannot do it. That way that you want to do your own way. Do you know why many people are stagnated today? And they are destroying themselves. When I say stagnated, it doesn't mean they may not get a job. They may not be working. And outwardly, it may look as if they are making progress. But they are not. Because they are working in their own counsel. For a while, it will seem okay. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is the path of destruction. Many people are on that way today. They are acting the way they feel. This is what I want to do. Even though they can see that what they are doing is contrary to the word of God, they have insisted on their own way. And they are doing it according to their own way. And it's looking at its achieving result. But I tell you sincerely, it's going to end in destruction. I don't want you to be destroyed. I'm just being honest with you. For now, you may think you are okay. You are not. It's a terrible thing to walk in your own counsel. In fact, you know, the people of the world will encourage you. Divorce her. Marry another one. Let her know that you are not a foolish man. Leave him. Don't mind him. Go your own way. Go and pursue your own life. Forget about him. What is marriage? You know, people will advise you. You are in an office. Won't you help yourself? By the time you start working in your own counsel, I'm telling you, you are finished. He said, God said, I gave them up. I said, okay, you want to act according to your heart, right? You want to do things the way you like it. All right, go ahead and do it. Ah, my brothers and sisters, when that happens to you, you are finished. When you can lie and there is no emergency alarm noise in your heart, you are finished. When you can just act the way you like and there is nothing ringing in your heart that no, this is not the way to go, you are finished. When you can sin and your heart is not pricked, I'm telling you, you are finished. You are committing adultery and nothing is moving your conscience. You are fine with it. You are living in obedience. Everybody is talking to you. This is not right. This is not the way of the Lord, and you will not budge. I'm telling you, you are finished. I just pray today that you will repent. I pray that you will come back to Jesus. It's a terrible thing for God to give up on man. Anybody can give up on you, but when God gives up on you, that's the end. But you see, you don't have to end. Jesus is waiting to save you. Turn from your sinful ways. Repent of your sins. That thing that God has been speaking to you about, go ahead and do it. Begin to walk in the counsel of the Lord, not in your own counsel. And I pray the Lord will restore you in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.